The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Don't some religions teach that you can have a second chance to believe for eternal salvation after you die? Can it be so, or why is it not so? Let's have that discussion today here on Grace in Focus, and we are glad that you are with us. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We have a website, faithalone.org, where you can go and learn more about us. Right now, we hope that you will look at our conference ministry there and find our national conference, which is coming up May the 19th through the 22nd. And we just have about 3 more days left on our early bird registration. So we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Find it at faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, we have a question sent in by David, and he addresses this to you, so he must have heard you talk about this at some time. He asks a question: why is it, Bob, that you don't believe that a person who dies, an unbeliever who dies, why is it that you don't believe God will give him another opportunity to believe? In other words, you're at the great white throne. Why wouldn't God, who's gracious, he wants all to be saved, right? Why wouldn't he then say, okay, well, you can believe now? Why has it only got to be in this life? That's David's question. Now, David does not mention universalism in this question. I don't know what his view is. He's not saying that he thinks everyone would believe. I guess in theory, he might say that the unbeliever might stand before the Lord and say, I still don't believe. You know, I'm still not going to believe it. I guess that could be. But the bottom line is, will the unbeliever have another opportunity to believe after he dies?
No, and let me tell you why, David. I'll tell you why not. God has set it up to where we have one life to live. Now, could he have set it up differently? Could he have made it to where people would die and then come back to life? In other words, maybe, you know, like people have had near-death experiences, right? So somebody gets shocked back to life. Well, we don't call that a second life, but what if that happened with everybody? What if everybody lived to, let's say, age 50, 60, 70, or if they were, you know, some issue in their life, they died young. And then they're brought back to life immediately, and they still have all their old memories, and they live again. Could God have done it that way? I suppose so. Why not? You know, Lazarus died and came back to life 4 days later. You could theoretically have people come back at the same age or even at a younger age. God could have done what he wanted to, but God didn't do that. God set it up. There's one life, and you have to come to faith in Christ by the time you reach the age of accountability, which, in my view, if people die before the age of accountability, then they're either going to be given everlasting life freely, or I think more likely, they're going to come back during the millennium and they're going to live out their life. And if they come to faith during the millennium, they'll be born again. And if they don't, they won't. But in any regard, the idea that a person could go through their life and die in unbelief and then give another chance is contrary to quite a few verses. For example, look at John chapter 3. We all know verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Now verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is what?
Condemned already.
Condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So if a person goes to the grave in unbelief, then they're going to die already condemned. And what you find at the Great White Throne Judgment is anyone's name not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the Lake of Fire, Revelation 20.
He certainly, in that, in Revelation there 20, there's no evangelism going on there.
No, there's nothing about, same thing in Matthew 7, 21 to 23.
Right.
Many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this, that, and the other? And he'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me.
And he doesn't say, I never knew you, but now I can.
Now you're getting a chance.
And now you're getting a chance. And also, for example, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. You know, he's dead,
No more opportunity.
There's no more opportunity. Now, I guess someone could say, well, maybe he's going to get an opportunity he doesn't realize.
And by the way, I don't take the view that Luke 16, 19 to 31, the rich man Lazarus, is a parable. It may be.
Right.
But if it is, it's the only one that mentions proper names, because Lazarus is mentioned and Abraham is mentioned.
Right.
I think it's an actual story that Jesus is telling, something that actually happened.
Right.
But in any regard, yeah, he doesn't get a chance. Now, I should say that my friend John Clace, who speaks at our conference and he's a new GES board member, he holds the view that unbelievers, once they die, will never come to faith in Christ.
In other words, they won't know why they're in the lake of fire, right?
They won't believe that everyone who in this life believed in Jesus has everlasting life, and everyone who in this life did not believe in Jesus doesn't have everlasting life. Now, that's his view. And my view is that I think eventually everybody will believe the promise of life. Now, they know it won't be true of them, because that has to be done while you're alive. Jesus said, if you don't believe I am he, you will die in your sins. John 8:21, John 8:24, which doesn't mean you will die because of your sins. We all die, including Christians, because of our sins. But dying in your sins means dying as a slave of sin. See John 8:30-32.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2025 National Conference is May 19th through 22nd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones. Great teaching. Our theme this year is dispensationalism and rewards. VBS for kids, too. More information and early bird registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
The believer is set free from sin's bondage, and if we abide in Christ and his words, then we'll be set free from sin's bondage in our experience. But the unbeliever is going to go to the grave a slave of sin because they've not been set free from sin's bondage.
And he'll always be.
And that'll go on beyond the grave.
Right. And he doesn't have then another opportunity. In that sense, he's enslaved to it, and there's no indication that he has another opportunity to believe.
Right. Now, there is the verse in Hebrews 9:27, and you've written a book on
right.
Hebrews, a commentary. It's appointed a man once to die and then come to the judgment. Now, there are different ways to understand that verse. How do you take that?
Well, I'm talking about the judgment that's going to happen to people after they die. And that is that the unbeliever is going to be judged at the great white throne, and the believer is going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ.
But there's no opportunity after death for the believer to lay up more treasure
right.
or more rewards. And there's no opportunity for the unbeliever to become a believer after they die.
Or we could even take that a step further. There's no opportunity for the unbeliever to be less tormented in the lake of fire.
Whatever they reap
right.
in the lake of fire is what's going to be their experience forever.
And so, yeah, once you die, that's it. You're headed to judgment.
Now, of course, the issue is not works. If you read Revelation 20:11-15, the books of deeds are opened.
Right.
And they're judged by their works to determine the degree of torment. But what determines you're going to the lake of fire is because you never believed.
Right. You're
never
not written
got
in the
your
book
name
of life.
In the book of life. Yeah. And so in my view, contrary to John, I think eventually everybody would believe, and the reason I do is because of Luke 16:19-31. The rich man is already starting to make some strides. Abraham's telling him, no, the issue is not repentance. The issue is being persuaded about the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe in the Messiah, or if your brothers believe in the Messiah, then they'll escape this place. And so I would say that the issue clearly is believing in Christ for what he promises, which is everlasting life. The issue is not our works. The issue is not, you know, our commitment or our turning from sins. It's just believing. And in my view, eventually everybody's going to believe that's true. They're just not going to believe it's true for them at this point because they've already died. And so they know their fate is sealed.
And the other thing is, you got to wonder at the great white throne judgment, when everyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire, they're going to know then, well, how did a person get their name written in the book of life?
Right.
You know, now it doesn't say that, but it's logical to assume your name is not written in the book of life because you never believed in me.
I mean, I think it's conceivable at the Great White Throne Judgment, if they haven't believed prior to that, they'll believe at that point.
Right.
Not believing that they're saved because they know they aren't, but believing that they would have been if they had believed in the free gift of eternal life by faith in Messiah, by faith in Christ, they would have had everlasting life.
And they're certainly going to know that their works could not have delivered them from the lake of fire.
Right.
That's going to be said, right?
Right.
Well, let's look at your works. Your works are here, and Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Well, I never knew you. So obviously that was not the answer. They're going to understand that, it would seem to me,
right,
as we're looking at the situation.
But now I would say this, John could be right in the sense that Satan, he'll have his sway. He's going to be in the lake of fire with all these people. So it's possible he could continue to deceive people, maybe. But I just think it's at least conceivable that many, most, or all will eventually believe that if they had believed during this lifetime, they wouldn't be in the lake of fire, they'd be in the kingdom.
Well, that's a good point. Certainly Satan knows.
Right.
And the demons know, and the fallen angels know.
Right. Luke 8:12, he snatches away the seed lest they should believe and be saved.
So at least they're going to be in there and they're going to know.
Right.
Now, maybe they won't share it with anybody, but.
Yeah, they believe the promise of life. They just know it's not true of them.
Right. And the people in the lake of fire with them, they're going to know that's why they're there.
It seems to me they will.
Well, they will. I mean, Satan knows it, and he's going to be in the lake of fire with the others. Now, even though David doesn't mention it, is he implying, is would the unbeliever believe if given the opportunity? And the reason I bring that up is I'm thinking of, I know C.S. Lewis had his theological problems, but in his book, The Great Divorce, he suggests that people who go, and it's obviously a parable, but they go to heaven from hell and they don't want to believe. So David's question, I'm just kind of curious, just as we close up here, if there's one, the way he words the question, it may be that the unbeliever, even if he was given that opportunity, would say, I still don't believe it.
Yeah, so, see, it's one thing. I could see an unbeliever saying, I don't want to be in the kingdom.
Right.
Because
all my buddies are down here. That's the joke, yeah.
But believing and what you want are two different things.
Exactly.
So aren't they going to believe reality that they see?
Yeah.
It seems to me when they're cast into the lake of fire, they'll have no choice but to believe they're in the lake of fire. And they'll have no choice but to believe they missed the kingdom. And at some point, it seems to me, they're going to have no choice but to believe the reason they're here is not because of their works, it's because they didn't believe in Jesus.
When the grace of God had offered it to them.
Yeah.
Offered to them eternal life. Well, thank you, David. I hope that discussion helps you. And remember, all of us,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, is eternal salvation the same as eternal life? Hope you'll join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.